Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to the episode of the Silsila Amazing Life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we welcome you and we urge you, as our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah always encourages us, that make as many good niyat and intentions as you can to gain maximum thawab and rewards, inshallah ta'ala. As you know, that whenever we do any good deeds, we must make good intentions. Because the principle is, if we are doing any good action, but there's no good intention in the heart, in the mind, then there's no thawab and reward for that good action. Therefore, make good intentions. For example, that I will listen to this silsila from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make the intention, I will diarize, I will note down the important points, I will try to practice upon them, I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, other Muslims of my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make them now. Inshallah ta'ala, we will see a huge treasure, a mountain of good deeds, of rewards and thawab, inshallah ta'ala, in the hereafter, and in this world as well, we will see the benefits here, inshallah ta'ala. There are countless benefits and blessings for those fortunate ones who recite abundant amount of durood-e paak and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. In the famous book, Al-Qawlul Badi', it is mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam has said, that person who recites durood-e paak or salawat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this target of 50 times durood and salawat daily is achievable and very easy in fact. Take for example, we have 5 daily salats, which are compulsory, which are farz upon us, which we have to read. Now, if we recite after these 5 times salah, 10 times, just 10 times durood-e paak and salawat, after each salah, we'll cover that 50. But look at the reward that is prepared for these fortunate ones, that they will shake hands with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah azza wa jalla grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to recite more and more in abundance durood-e paak and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, for those who joined us the last time, we had discussed in brief the ancestry of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we had mentioned that the Arab tribes of that time, they would take Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to the mountain tops whenever there was any great need, like a drought came and they needed food, they needed water. They would take him to the mountain tops and they would supplicate, they would make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that dua would be accepted. Subhanallah. We then, very briefly, we went through Ashab Fil, those people, or the people of the elephant, the King Abraha who came from Yemen, who wanted to destroy the Kaaba with his army of elephants and his soldiers. But what happened? Allah Azza wa Jal sent Ababil with pebbles and stones in their claws and in their beaks. And with these things, it shredded the soldiers' bodies. It shredded the bodies of those huge elephants, and they were defeated. The Kaaba Sharif remained intact. So we had gone through these things. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss on the parents of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved father of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. He was the most adored sons from all the sons of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. With the nur and the light of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam illuminating his forehead, Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was matchless in beauty, extremely handsome was he, and he possessed excellent manners and akhlaq and refined character as well, subhanallah. The young and beautiful women of the Quraysh, they were all interested in marrying him, making nikah to him. His father, however, he desired a woman with not only physical beauty, but the beauty of piety, of taqwa, and a righteous family background as well. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved father of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was already recognized by the Yahud and the Jews of Sham, of Syria, to be the father of the final Rasul. They already knew that he was going to be the father of the final messenger. Subhanallah. How did they know? They deduced and they worked out these signs found in their holy books. Subhanallah. These signs were found in their holy books. But they constantly tried to kill him, to assassinate him. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they were unsuccessful. One day, a group intending to kill Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu followed him when he went into the jungle for hunting. However, Allah Azza wa Jal saved him from their evil by sending some unworldly creation to protect him. Subhanallah. They drove this group of Yahud away and returned the father of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam safely back to his home, to his house. When Wahab bin Munaf, who was present in the jungle at that time, when he witnessed this, when he saw this here, immediately he began to admire Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and returned to his house with the intention to marry his beautiful daughter, Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Through some of his friends, he then sent a proposal to Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The qualities which Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu sought for in a wife for his son, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, precisely were those found inherently and naturally in Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. The proposal was accepted, and Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wed Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha at the age of 24 years old. The Nuri Muhammadi, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was now transferred to Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. 2 months after Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered the womb of his beloved mother, Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Medina Sharif to purchase some dates, and in another narration, he went to Syria, to Sham, on business. On his way back, he fell sick in Medina Sharif and remained there with his maternal family, the Banu Adi bin Najjar. At 25 years old, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in Madinatul Munawwarah, zadahu Allahu sharafu wa ta'zima, before his demise, before he passed away. The caravan of traders arrived in Makkatul Mukarramah and informed Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu about his son's sickness. He sent his eldest son Harith to find out about his condition. Before he reached, however, to Medina Sharif, zadahu Allahu sharafan wa ta'zima, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had already passed away. And when the news was brought back to Makkatul Mukarramah, his entire family began to mourn and immediately expressed their grief, their sadness upon this loss. And this time Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was regarded as yateem and orphan because he had lost his father. Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam inherited from his father's estate some camels and sheep, as well as a slave girl called Umme Ayman radiallahu anha, whose real name was Barakah. This Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to feed, she used to clothe and nurse him, which is why he sought her happiness throughout his life. It is a unanimous belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that both the respected parents of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beloved mother, Amina radiallahu anha, and the beloved father, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anha, are guaranteed mu'mins, they are believers, and they are guaranteed jannatis. They are guaranteed people of Jannah. Subhanallah. The following are some of the distinguished ulama of truth, of haqq, of the Ahl Sunnah, that have written the treatise on this subject, that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's parents are indeed believers and they are jannatis. Some of them are the great giant Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi in his world famous Tafsir Kabir, Allama Alusi in Tafsir Ruhul Amaani, Allama Ismail Haqqi in Ruhul Bayan, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti in Masalikul Hunafa, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan in Shumulul Islam radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Allama Hafiz Shamsuddin bin Nasiruddin the Mishqi has stated about the parents of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Allah Azza wa Jal has protected all the respectful ascendants of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, both the parents, mother and father, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they practiced the deen of Hanafiya, which is the religion of the illustrious forefather, Nabi Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Besides them, many people in the Meccan society itself, such as Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, Waraqqa bin Nawfal, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, etc., they remained far from the practices of shirk, of polytheism, and solely worshipped the one creator of this universe, Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, as reported in Masalikul Hunafa, that lam azal anqulu min aslabit tahirina ila arhamit tahirat. Subhanallah. What did Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say? I have always been carried from the spines of pure fathers to the wombs of pure mothers. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the glorious Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ. The mushriks, the mushrikeen, the polytheists are altogether impure, unclean. Therefore, in the light of this above mentioned verse, it is necessary for all the ascendants, that is the family members, the ancestors who came before Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and all his ascendants not to have been mushrikeen, not to have been polytheists, as shirk, polytheism, is an impurity. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is far from impurity. The most pure of creation is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bayhaqi in Dalailun Nubuwa has mentioned that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whenever people were divided into two groups, Allah Azza wa Jal placed me in the superior one of them until I was born from my parents. Subhanallah. No action of the period of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, was ever joined to me. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and I have been born from the nikah of my parents. I have also been transferred by the most purified from Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam until my parents, the most purified. Thus I am the most excellent amongst you and also more superior to any of you with regards to genealogy, to lineage. Subhanallah. If careful attention is paid to the words of this blessed hadith, it shall become apparent that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's parents were indeed and are indeed believers, mu'mineen. His words were that none of his forefathers were scarred from the rituals of ignorance of Jahiliyyah, and they were further all mu'mins and the best amongst people. Imam Zahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned regarding the Dalailun Nubuwa of Imam Bayhaqi radiallahu anhu, hold on to this book always, as it is nur, it is light and guidance in its entirety. Subhanallah. Imam Abu Nu'aym radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the teacher of Imam Bukhari radiallahu anhu, has said that from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, subhanallah, who is regarded as Sayyidul Mufassireen, the master, the leader of those who are commentators of the glorious Quran. He says, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah has transferred me from pure fathers to mothers equal in the same purity, cleanliness and nobility. When two branches of people emerged, Allah Azza wa Jal placed me in the one which was more superior. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 219, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, and your movements amongst those who offer prayer, prostrations, who make sujood. Besides Imam Razi, Imam Suyuti, Imam Alusi, and other noted Mufassireen, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, have said, commenting on this ayah, this verse, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had been continuously transferred within people who performed sajda, prostration, that is people of iman, until he was born from his respected mu'min parents, his respected believing parents. Imam Bayhaqi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned in Dalailun Nubuwah, and Imam Tabarani in Mu'jam Awsat, he narrates from Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel has said to me, I have thoroughly searched the west and the east of the world, but I could not find anyone more superior to Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, neither anyone more distinguished than the Banu Hashim in genealogy. Subhanallah. The great Allama Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the hadith proves that the forefathers of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from Sayyidina Nabi Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, right to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his beloved father, were the most excellent, and there was none more superior to them in their respective times. Subhanallah. From the time of Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam until the announcement of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's prophethood, as according to the hadith, there were always a minimum of 7 people on this earth that occupied themselves in the ibadat and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they were monotheists. They believe in the wahdaniyah and the oneness, the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always, subhanallah. It was because of them, further it is mentioned, it is because of them that the world and those living in the world, that none from the forefathers of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was a mushrik. None of the ancestors of the forefathers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mushrik, was a polytheist, which means every single one was pure and was a person possessing iman and belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Hazrat, the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in Shumul al-Islam that the name of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's father is Abdullah, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the sacred hadith reported by Tirmidhi Sharif that the most beloved names to Allah Azza wa Jal are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Subhanallah. Allama Alusi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, both the fathers and the mothers of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's genealogy, his lineage, were all monotheists. They believed in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. They were monotheists in the belief in the aqidah, and had also retained iman, belief on the events of Qiyamah, Judgment Day, etc. This was because they were practicing the deen Hanafiyyah, the deen and religion of Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of her passing away from this world, she became so emotional while looking at the light of her eyes, looking at her little child, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and proving she is a mu'mina, a believer, and a monotheist, believing in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. she uttered some ash'an, some couplets, and she says, Allah grant you blessings in the form of children, O my son, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of who was saved from an approaching death, that is Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu. It was through the help of the bestower of benevolence, Allah azza wa jal, that after the picking of lots, his life was spared in return for 100 camels. This incident relates wherein 100 camels were sacrificed in return for Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu's life due to the vow of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. She further says, if the dream I had seen is true, then you are sent from Allah Dhul Jalal wal Ikram towards the entire creation. You have been sent towards the area of Haram as well as any way out of it with truth and Islam. This Islam is the religion of your respected grandfather, Abi Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits you from the worship of idols and orders you not to associate yourself with them like how the people who worship them do. Do you know, before the blessed birth of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there were many signs of Allah Azza wa Jal to announce the arrival of His most beloved creation and the lead of all the prophets, lead of all the messengers. In fact, the leader and the master of creation, the cream of creation, the cause of creation, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And these signs were also to confirm His exalted status. Listen, be amazed, and try to build that deep respect and love in our hearts for Allah and His Rasul. In this way, our foundation will be intact, inshallah ta'ala. Because the foundation of Iman is ishq, is mahabbah, mawadda, love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some of those incidences, after this incident of Ashab Fil, the incident of Abraha's army of elephants, and a long period of drought, when that finished, the Arabian Peninsula experienced a season of greenery and happiness. The idols that were there fell to the ground. A fire which continuously burned and was worshipped by fire worshippers of Persia for thousands of years, this fire within a second was extinguished. Subhanallah. The palace of Kisra was overcome by an earthquake, and this caused the towers to collapse to the ground. A 6 mile long and wide river running between Hamdan and Qum, Bahira Sada, became dry instantaneously, immediately. And on the other hand, a river called Samawa, the river of Samawa, which used to run between Kufa and Sham, began to flow again. Subhanallah. A nur, a light from the beloved body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed and pure mother, emanated to such an extent that she saw the palaces of Basra. Imagine, in Makkah al-Mukarramah and Basra, how many hundreds or thousands of kilometers and miles away it is. But because of that radiance of that nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiating and emanating from the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, she could see from where she was the distant lands and palaces of Basra. These incidences, they bore and showed the glad tidings that the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was within close proximity. All actions and incidences relating to the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the Prophets alayhi wa sallam, before their proclamation of Nubuwa, before they announced to the people their prophethood, their Nubuwa, and these actions may be incomprehensible and against the laws of nature, these are classified as inhas by the Sharia, by the Islamic law. And those which they do, these kind of actions which we cannot understand, which are more like supernatural acts, these things, when they announce their Nubuwa and their prophethood, and then they do these acts, it is known as mu'jiza. It is mentioned that when the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was transferred from the spine of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an to the womb of Amina radiallahu anha, all animals on the face of the earth were given the ability to talk Subhanallah. So were the animals of the Quraysh as well. They spoke eloquently and they said, tonight the most honored of Allah Azza wa Jal's prophets has entered the womb of his mother. He wears the crown of leadership on this world and is the illuminator of the entire world. Subhanallah. Those in the east then congratulated those in the west for the close proximity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's arrival. Also, the fish in the ocean, they congratulated each other on the nearness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed birth. Dear Islam brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, we have seen from this that how many beautiful incidences took place to announce, just to announce the blessed arrival of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, today as well, wherever you go in the world, Alhamdulillah, people are still celebrating that blessed arrival, especially throughout the year, but especially on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur, the 12th of Rabi'un Awwal, the blessed birth, the blessed arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in this. So therefore we celebrate out of joyousness and happiness. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to make this world which was dark, make it light and take it out of darkness. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, join us next time inshallah ta'ala, where more we will discuss inshallah about the amazing life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be